Hello and welcome back. In this video I'm going to show you how to install and configure the backup plugin. So I've already downloaded it, so I'm going to go to my site and I'm going to access the plugins area. I'm going to select upload a plugin and I'm going to drag and drop the backup plugin here and then just click on upload, and within a couple of seconds that should be uploaded. So next I'm going to go in here and I'm going to switch it on. So let's just look at the parameters here. So the directory that it's going to go to is going to be whatever you put in here. So this is going to be in the plugins folder and then in backup and then a backup directory that you define in there. So this all looks good to me, so I'll just save that. So if you want it to run every day, then you need to set up this cron job. So I suggest you search on how to do that. If you're got cPanel or something else installed on your VPS or your server, then you should be able to set this up inside of there. And what I will do though is I will create this directory. So firstly I'm going to copy that part so that I can actually create the folder. So mkdir, paste that in, and then I'm going to do as it says here and change the permissions. Okay. And this is the actual backup program that I've accessed. So if I want to just run a backup now, then I can do. I can have it back up just the database. I can have it back up just the files, or I can back up all, which is the default setting here. So let me just click on the button. And you can see it's actually, because I don't have any videos in this site, it's very quick. And just remember there is a limit here of 1 gigabyte. And so I can now download these. And use that to restore. So hopefully you can see this will cause you, or sorry, this will prevent a lot of possible grief and headaches. So if I want to download this back up. I can just click there. And if I want to download the database, I can do that as well. And if I want to restore it, then I can do it, you know, directly here just by clicking there. So there's our database downloaded locally, and now the videos they have downloaded as well. So I'll just do a quick restore of the database just so you can see. And then in a few seconds that will flash up. So that's how quick it is. So very useful plugin to have. Thanks and bye for now.